Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC Quarter 3 and 9M 2018 Results Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by the question and answer session, at which time, if you have questions, just press star and number one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this call is being recorded today, Wednesday, 14th of November, 2018. Without any further delay, I would now like to hand the call over to your speaker today, Małgorzata Zapliga. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our Q3 and nine months results conference call. The presentation traditionally will be given by Thomas Kurtmann, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. Thomas, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thomas Kurtmann speaking here. The headline of today is GTC is delivering. We delivered amazing one more quarter with a lot of activity. Leasing was going on. Construction is full power on. Also, financing was done in a quite substantial amount. This all lead into FFO 1 increase of 37% to 46 million euro. FFO is at the moment the main focus because we are growing our existing portfolio, which is outperforming anyway with a lot of new assets. Also assets which are completed in the first half of this year, like White House, starting now slowly also to deliver. These results we will only see a little bit later, beginning of next year, when the rents will start to come in. Headlines in the first nine months of 2018, the in-place rent went up 15% to 127 million, and this means a cumulative increase in excess of 60% over the last 11 quarters. We used Q4 2015 just because this was the quarter after the last capital increase. The gross margin from rental activity is up by 27% to 83 million now, and occupancy is kept high. There was a lot of activity needed to keep that occupancy at this level. In the last quarter, we did 32,000 sq m new lease agreements, and in the first nine months, sum up to 117,000 sq m of new lease agreements or renewed lease agreements.
Now joining.
FFO 1 increased 37%, up to 46 million in nine months. This gives a FFO per share of 0.10. Also, the FFO has the same cumulative increase rate of 60% since Q4 2015. Operating profit is up 57% and makes up for a profit before tax and before fair value adjustment of 48 million in the nine months of 2018. Profit after tax is at 69 million, and EPRA NAV increased by 7% up to 1.145 billion euros, which makes a cumulative increase of 47% since the last capital increase. Of course, this is just history. We have much more to come. We do have, at the moment, seven buildings under construction with about 102,700 sq m GLA. All these buildings will be completed in the coming year. This will give another strong boost to rent income, to in-place rent, but of course, also to the FFO to be expected. On top of these seven buildings under construction, which will be completed next year, we will start another five buildings, and we will start construction of another five buildings with a total leasable area of about 112,000 sq m, which will start gaining momentum and also gain some revaluation profits slowly next year, but coming then 2020 and 2021 on completions, we will give not only increased FFO, but also a lot of profit to come from revaluation. We also acquired a nice land plot with some existing office buildings in Budapest, which will allow for future development for 35,500 square meter GLA. This is a logic extension of our existing Center Point 1 and 2 buildings. There's a little picture below. There's a green dot on the right picture showing a fitness center, and there's, let's say, three buildings. In front is an office building. All these buildings belong to the land plot. They are still producing some income, about $500,000 a year at the moment. We started already architectural competition, and we will select the right architect in the next couple of months, going for building permit applications. And if we have security on permitting, we will start demolishing the existing buildings to be able to do the new ones. We also commenced in the last quarter ABC Business Center Building 2. The first one is under construction, and we have further on then some pictures about it. And because it's almost fully leased, more than 90%, and the demand is so high, we had to start the second one a little bit ahead of schedule. We also achieved a LEED Gold certificate for Galeria Północna. This is one of the few shopping malls in Poland having a gold certificate. And we feel that this is very important also for a shopping mall, not only for offices, where it's almost mandatory if you do a new one, because the certification on LEED Gold also guarantees that you have very efficient building systems in place. And this is also giving us a good advantage on operating costs in the future. Not only the LEED Gold was an achievement in Galeria Północna, but also to get in two additional new anchor tenants, which is Mango from Spain and Media Expert from Poland, which will give a more interesting tenant mix in the next couple of months when they open, to attract more customers to come. Galeria Jurajska also had a very positive event in the third quarter. First time since the Galeria is existing, we have a 100% leasing rate, and we have a waiting list from tenants who wants to enter the Galeria. And this shows also the performance of GTC, turning a very good mall, but which was hit a little bit by financial crisis around, into one of the most successful malls in Poland at the moment. Last but not least, securing loans, investment loans for existing buildings was in an amount of 118 million for much better terms than we had before, which will continue to help to improve FFO ratios and also absolute numbers. The development pipeline on page 6 is almost unchanged. We just moved ABC 2, Sofia, into the first block under construction. A little change is only on that one, which is not really making up with minor. So still a lot to do. Total investment costs about close to €1 billion, which will produce an estimated in-place rent at the end of about 90 million, which is a major leg of the future success of GTC. We put on page 7 and 8 a couple of pictures for our investors not having the opportunity to travel around in all our 6 countries we are active on, to show that we are not only having tables and numbers, but also to give a little flavor how far the construction is already going. The first picture on the top shows Ada Mall from the main street. There's still a lot of construction going because there's containers in the main entrance, but you can also already see that there is the structure is up to the top. There is facade on, there is glazing on the facade. On the right side you see inside, instead of customers, still a big mobile train lifting equipment up. We are about to close the construction, make it watertight to the end of this year. to be able to use the first quarter to continue the fit out and together with our tenants, and then in the second quarter of 2019, so not long to go, the mall will be open. A little bit further on construction is already Greenheart, first building and second building, two of them are on the picture here. This is a very successful development on the old GTC Square, and the tenancy of the first building is fully leased. It's a single tenant office building to Nordius, one of the most successful gaming, computer gaming companies in Serbia. They are already working now inside of the building with their very expensive fit out. We are completing the building outside. The facade is already on. The building is almost watertight, and they will start operation also in Q2 19. The second new building on the left side is also full under construction. There's another three levels to go on the structure, also in time, in budget, and this building will also be ready by next summer. We already have a very strong demand from tenants. We're very close to signing the first lease agreements with hard commitments, and we are very positive that this building, when it will be ready to occupy, will be already at close to 90% occupancy next summer. Advanced Business Center 1, this is the one on the top, is fully leased by now. So basically, leasing activity is faster than construction, but also that building is on time, and the main tenant, Concentrix, will move in Q2 2019, will be at the end of May. And because it's fully leased, we have a second permit on the right, on the, let's say, right side of the building, looking from the city, and this is a little bit bigger. We also have big and strong demand for the second building. I think about one third of it is already under final negotiations. So we can also say that Sofia is really a positive development for GTC, but also because of the product we are building there, has a fantastic location, has a very efficient floor plate, very good design, which is appreciated by international tenants. Zagreb is also developing well. The picture also from last week, Matrix A, is all the way up on the structure. The facade is about to come. Pre-lease is about 43%, but there is negotiations for almost 100% of the space. And depending on the progress on the leasing, we will pretty soon also start with the second building in Zagreb. The platform and the breakdown did not change much. We are now at 86% income generating assets from the balance sheet. We have only 7% of it under construction, but of course this number is growing every day when we invest in concrete facade and fit out. The cake of office and retail will change, let's say, in Q2 next year when other mall will be completed, and most of the future development will be office, except for Vilanov in Warsaw. And also the shift at the moment, Belgrade is relative development heavy because we have two big assets under construction, Greenheart and Adamol, which is making up for at the moment 115 million book value. Also in the next, in the first half of next year, this will move into assets income generating, and then we have a different split. Then Budapest will be very heavy on development and supplement and in exchange for Belgrade. Office portfolio overview. We have now 39 buildings in our portfolio, a little bit more than 500,000 square meter office space to lease, making up for 1.14 billion euro gross asset value, with 84 million in place rent. One change, a positive change on this chart, where this chart we were showing all the last couple of quarters, is that we managed to get a big number of green certification activity online. We have now another 19% of our total portfolio and offices under certification, which means that in the near future we will get green certificates for that. which means that we only left with about 12% office building in our portfolio, which are not certified. But also on this 12%, we already have ideas, and we will invest in better technology and energy-saving equipment to be able to also get certificates for those few buildings left. Occupancy is very healthy at 92%. Usually, and on the big buildings, we are getting 94 to 90, sometimes even 99%. I think we had here a quarter, also despite of BlackRock moving out of, Duna Towers, and White House is not fully committed yet. I mean, committed, yes, but not signed leases, so they are not counted as occupancy. So we see a lot of positive trend on the occupancy on offices, and the leasing performance in the last quarter also showed that we are really one of the major market players in office space. Retail portfolio also positive, four assets, 725 million gross asset value, 42 million in place rent. Here we expect upward trends, of course. Upward trends should come from Polnotna, but also from Sofia, because the mall is really gaining on momentum and will be working much better than in the past. The occupancy rate all over is quite sufficient, it's 96%. But even on this 96%, we see some upward room, because the Galleria in Warsaw is still below 90%, and here we will make hopefully a good progress to bring it up to better numbers. Property overview unchanged. We have still Galleria Północna and Galleria Jurajska, the two malls in Poland, as the top valued assets. Both are working very well. Galleria Jurajska, of course, is at the moment with 100% a rocket. And we also will use a lot of the know-how from Jurajska now to also push Północna to the same level, even if it will take a little bit to get there. But I'm quite sure that we will make it a big success. Citygate in Romania, still the biggest office complex with 147 million euro gross asset value. Occupancy is now at 95%. This is a little down since last quarter, but this is just because we had to change a couple of tenants out and in, and in the next quarter we will already see a higher occupancy rate here. The rest is quite full, and we will continue to maintain it in a certain level. Now we can move to the financial part and hand over to Erez Ponel, who is presenting all the key numbers on financials.
Good afternoon. In Q2, we started to see clearly the growth of the FFO and profit on which we worked in the past quarters. In Q3, this trend intensified, and in fact, this set the title of today's presentation, which was the FFO increased by 37% to 46 million. That's, of course, the number that is reflected in Q3, not an annual number. When we talk about annual number, if we analyze this, we talk about roughly 60, 61 million euro. This is a very nice achievement and growth compared to past years, but that's not all. There is much more to come, as could have been seen from the IPUC table that we presented. Alongside with all the profit indicators that were improved, we posted the net profit of 69 million euro. And I will elaborate on that while reviewing the income statement. What's important to note is that if we look at the FFO as well as the profit is like the speed of a car or speed of the company growth. FFO is the fuel, and both of them are growing and expanding. Everything is done in under proper monitoring of the situation, as we will explain. When reviewing the events in the three quarters, we had several events that impacted the financial statement. starting from events that were reviewed in the past, the White House completion, which generated so far 10 million euro of profit. This is revaluation profit. The impact on the income statement in terms of NOI was not significant yet. It will be more significant in the coming quarters and definitely next year. We sold four non-core assets that generated 12 million euro free cash. We bought the Sofia Mall that also generated income. The NOI of Sofia Mall is around 7 million, and this is also giving a boost to the FFO. As you know, we declared and paid dividend, 10 million euro in cash and 26 million through conversion of dividend into shares. We acquired in Q3 a site in Budapest for 16.5 million euro. That's the extension of Centerpoint, very successful project that we have in Budapest. We refinanced Globis Wroclaw, an office building, and we continue to work on other refinancing. In terms of revaluation, during Q3 there was no external revaluation. This was just a recognition of progress regarding the development project. Looking at the income statement, the increase in rental and service revenue stems mainly from the completion of Galeria Północna, Artico office building in Warsaw, BBC office building in Belgrade that was acquired earlier or the late last year, and acquisition of the Mall of Sofia. The profit from revaluation reflects mainly developers' profit on assets under construction, namely ADA, White House, and ABC1. In terms of taxation, nothing surprising here. It consists approximately 50% of that is the ongoing tax expenses. It's roughly 5 million. And 7 million deferred tax expenses related to revaluation. In the balance sheet, looking at the investment property, the growth in investment property stems from acquisition of Mall of Sofia, Centerpoint 3, and other investment we made during the period, as well as the revaluation gain that contributed 31 million euro in the period. The liabilities go together with the increase of assets, so loan related to Mall of Sofia, 61 million we borrowed, and other drawdowns of construction loans in line with the progress of construction. Regarding other liabilities on the balance sheet, around 41 million euro, we talk about construction liabilities and provision, part of the standard process of running the project, and some other deposits from tenants as well as trade payables, nothing unusual here. It is worth mentioning that we are examining the impact of IFRS 16. This could come next year, with effect of next year. This will have impact on one hand increasing the assets, sort of prepaid expenses, and on the other hand, the liability that is related to leasing, mostly perpetual use of right of land. Regarding the loan portfolio, 92% of the portfolio is hedged versus 81% that was in Q2. So that's already a very high ratio of hedging. On average, we hedge for the maturity of the loans. The loan maturity right now is on average 4.4 years, and give or take, that's the hedging situation. Currently, also, there's a number of loans under discussion. To name a few, this is the Pillar construction finance, Block 41 refinance, Twist construction finance, Artico refinance, and ABC2 construction finance. There are some other loans that we are having initial discussion to finance or refinance. Summarizing the finance work during the 9 months, 20 million of new bonds were raised, 54 million of bonds were repaid. We secured finance in the amount of 316 million euro. The average debt maturity, as I mentioned, 4.4 years, was the average interest rate 2.6% per annum. Regarding the maturity of the loans, we are monitoring the situation carefully. We have circa 90 million euro in year one to pay. This is mostly from a standard amortization, and we see no problems, no issues with that. And there is another 200 million that will come in 2 years. That's a long time, and we think that we can meet these targets during the following quarters. LTV remained 45%. In terms of cash flow, we generated 44 million euro from operation. That's 8 million more than in the parallel period of 17. We invested around 160 million. We borrowed 221 million. That's almost double compared to the parallel period. And the maybe not surprising result is that we remained with the same cash balance as in the 9 months of 2017. It means that during the 12 months, we managed to operate efficiently through internal resources of the company, while carefully observing the cash situation, retaining sufficient cash for investment and for expansion of the company, or if there would be any scenario that will require cash or any, let's say, contingency, we continue to run the company in a risk-averse profile. The FFO, as we started, I will just complete, FFO is ever-increasing, and that concludes this part of the presentation. I will hand over to the operator to open the lines for Q&A.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. And as a reminder, if you have questions, just press star and number one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, star and one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. No further questions at this time. Thank you. Please continue.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody, for the participation in the call. Goodbye.
Thank you. That does conclude our call for today. Thank you all for participating. May all now disconnect.